So I'm David, I'm joined by Lynn from Henchman and Goon, and we're talking about Pode, which is a platforming game.
Yep.
A duo platforming game.
Yep.
When I first saw it, it reminded me of Elo Milo.
Oh.
I don't know if you ever got to play that.
No, I didn't.
But it was also, it was like your two buddies trying to get through it was more of a puzzle game than a platformer.
Oh.
But it had that sort of, this could be a really interesting duo take on things.
Yeah.
So tell me about Pode and tell me about where it came from.
Pode is a, we call it an exploration puzzle game.
Okay.
Because the puzzles are so...
exploratory.
Yes. it comes from a small game studio called Henchman & Goon in Norway. Pode in Norwegian actually means when you, I shouldn't gesture too much, but Pode means when you take two plants, two different types of plants, and grow a new one and graft a new plant.
Okay, I've learned something new today.
Yeah, there you go.
It's my first Nordic word.
Yeah.
Pode.
Pode. And it also actually has another meaning, which means we talk about our kids in an affectionate manner as Podes. So we say, oh, look at those Podes running around. And so it's kind of the inspiration for Yngvild Hopen, who is the game director of the game. She wanted to create a game that she could enjoy just as much as her kid would enjoy. A lot of kids' games aren't really enjoyable for adults, and she wanted to have a game that was challenging and fun, but that also her son could engage with as well.
Yeah, as a parent, it is. It's really hard to find games that you can play together.
Yeah.
Especially smaller children, where you just need one or two buttons, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
So this, obviously, you've got two characters.
Yep.
They can jump on each other's head, and the parent can kind of walk the child through to the next puzzle.
Yep.
They've got a special power. The rock guy seems to make rocks rockier, and he can go through tunnels.
Yep.
And the light guy grows stuff, right? Photosynthesis. So when he lights up, the world grows.
Yeah. And also, through going through the whole world as well, you'll get even more abilities.
Okay.
So the whole thing is a journey where you're finding out more things about yourself.
Okay. What's the premise of it?
The premise is there's a fallen star, which is Glow, the glowy character.
Okay.
The Glow needs to get back home.
Okay.
And Balder pops up out of the mountains where he lives and says, well, you know, I've heard about this mysterious myth that if we go through this mountain, you should be able to get back home.
Right.
But I've never gone before, and it's filled with lots of magic and mysteries.
Okay.
And so they go through.
And he can't do it without the other character's abilities.
Exactly.
How inconvenient.
I know. That's true.
What's the playtime on it? Because obviously, if it's aimed for a parent and a child, is it a shorter aimed game?
6 to 8 hours, I think.
Oh, so it's still a decent.
Yeah. So it's designed to have several sessions, and even after you've played a game, it's actually quite fun to go back into the rooms and explore what's happened to the room after you were there.
Right.
Because there's always some kind of different element that you need to face.
Okay.
So that can be wind, which is one of my favorite ones because it's really challenging to deal with wind from all different angles.
Yeah, especially in platforming.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And lava and water, ice, and so on.
And it's out on the Switch.
It's out on the Switch. You can buy it today.
You can buy it today. Do buy it today. It's about £15 in the eShop, thereabouts.
£24.99.
Sorry, I misspoke. And you can do a single Joy-Con play, can you? So one player per Joy-Con?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, definitely.
Because a lot of devs don't seem to do that for some reason. Like there's, I'm thinking certainly the Lego games, you have to have two sets of Joy-Cons.
Oh, no. Yep. But, I mean, for us, it was when we were developing Pode, we always knew that we were going to go to the consoles first because we think of it as a very living room-friendly game because of the music and the art style and everything.
Right.
But then, while we were in development, the Switch came out and it was like, oh, come on, this is perfect for us.
Right.
This is exactly what we want to have.
Because you can pair up. It's a couch co-op and it works really well.
Yeah.
There's no online co-op.
No online now.
So it is. It's designed for that local
playing
with somebody else experience.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's coming out on other platforms?
Yes. At the moment, we are porting to PlayStation.
Okay.
PlayStation 4. I have been saying October, but we might be talking about November instead.
Okay,
but a pretty
quick porting process, because this came out on the Switch 2 months ago?
June 21st.
June, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
And the reception's been good?
It's been very good. We've been getting some really awesome reviews, actually.
Yeah.
And even some that we're saving. We're not actually announcing the reviews because they figured out some of the secrets in the game.
Okay. Is there a Metroidvania-style system so you can go back and using the new skills you've got, find out the stuff?
And there's lots of hidden messages and hidden rooms and everything. So, yeah, we're saving that one to last. But when we got that review, it was very heartwarming.
You love the fact that people are finding it.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there going to be one giant hidden secret that no one's going to find for 10 years and then come back to and be like, oh, look what I found?
That would be awesome.
If you jump through the wall, you find a picture of people backwards and upside down.
It's not that intricate, okay. but it is, it's not, it's there and it's hidden.
And how many iterations of the powers and things like that did you go through? Or did the names and the type of character they were kind of dictate what the powers were going to be?
Yeah, I think initially we always knew that they were going to be as different as possible. So we keep thinking, okay, what's the exact opposite of that? Like, for example, Boulder is heavier and harder, and Glow is lighter. So Glow gets more lighter abilities,
right?
Whilst the rock gets more heavy.
Yeah, because the Glow has got the drift jump.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I noticed that.
Whilst, for example, okay, I'm going to give away a little bit.
Okay.
But for example, sometimes we need to jump onto something.
Yep.
And all that needs to be done is that Boulder needs to jump on it because when Boulder jumps on it, it squashes, lowers down.
Right.
Yeah.
There's that little squashy effect.
Yeah.
And in terms of the stuff that lights up on the wall and the environment and stuff, what's been harder, the platforming game or actually making the environments? Because they're very responsive. Like everywhere you go, something happens when a character goes near it.
Yeah, the game developers want a break from that for a little bit. I think that was probably the hardest, was the responsiveness of everything.
Because there's a lot of, at the beginning of the stage, this isn't a spoiler, this is at the beginning of the demo.
Yeah.
There's the glowing illuminations on the wall, though if you use Glow, you suddenly see what you're meant to do.
Yeah. There's a writing on the wall.
Right, yeah. And that follows you through the game, I assume. So
yeah, but maybe like not as system. Obvious as it is in the beginning. But and there's also hidden messages as well that Glow manages to get up.
Is there a demo that people can try on the eShop or anything like that?
No, sorry.
Is that coming?
No.
No, only at the shows.
Only at the shows.
So if people want to try, they've got to get down to EGX.
Yeah,
or get on the eShop and buy it, right?
Yeah. That's what we would prefer.
And what next? Poe 2?
No.
Poda?
No.
The Podera.
No, I think we're going to take a little break. We're playing around with another idea at the moment.
Okay.
So.
No DLC, no sort of.
No.
No added content. You're done with Poe.
Sorry about that, yeah.
Is that just the nature of the beast? It's a story and it's done.
It's the nature of the beast and it's also, there's limits. I mean, we're a very small studio and there's limited resources that we can put into this.
For sure.
And so, it's going to be placed. And then, of course, I should mention, we will release on PC eventually as well. But
And the green one? No comment. Okay.
I can't. I don't know yet.
There's other hurdles. Fantastic.
We're concentrating on getting through the PlayStation hurdle right
now. And you came out on eShop as your primary platform.
Yeah.
Was that Nintendo approaching you guys? Did you suddenly see the Switch and think, do you know what, we're going to go to Nintendo, this is a great fit? And how does that work?
Well,
because they've historically been poor with their indie support, whereas I feel like you look around here, certainly in the Res Zone, there's so much Switch support, it's nuts. Like everyone's going on the Switch. And we have arguments on the show. We won't have them now that we're face to face, but certainly when we're on Skype, I'm a big Switch advocate. I love it. I love the indie support in it. And it was like, oh, but it's on the PC. But games like Pode aren't on the PC. So what went into putting it on the Switch?
Getting in touch with Nintendo. And
is it an easy platform to develop for?
Yes.
Yeah.
I say that with confidence, but I didn't have to work on it.
Right.
But our programmers and developers were really pleased with working on the Switch.
Right.
And they now that we're looking into PC and other versions, this is
There's the more Switch combinations. Nice. Much easier with a fixed platform.
Yeah.
And does it run on Unity or have you got your
Unity.
Own? It runs on Unity. Yeah. So it's kind of, it's there, the development base.
Yeah, it works really well. It also seems like it's just going to get better and better. And Nintendo has been awesome through the whole
thing. Yeah, they've been a good partner to work with.
Yeah, it's through that whole process, they gave us all the attention that we wanted and more even.
Yeah, in the after sales thing, they've been good and supportive.
Yeah, I don't know. I hesitate in saying yes, definitely. But I think that has more to do with the fact that we got on a bunch where there were so many indies coming out at the same time. But there is definitely follow-up, and I mean, they haven't cut the cord on us. But,
would you do Switch again?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely. And I love working with Nintendo because they really are. They do care about games. And
And this is a very good fit for Nintendo. It's like it's a friend thing. It's got that whole family vibe, right? It's very, very suitable. Yeah. Is there going to be, you said PlayStation, is there going to be a Vita release or just PS4 and then you have to remote play it onto the Vita?
No.
Pass.
Yeah, pass. Okay. Let's do PS4 first before anything else. I mean, we've developed for PS Vita before. Our game before this, Phlegm, is actually out on PS Vita, but I don't know if we have the resources for it right now. Of course, that would help a lot if everybody went out and bought Pode on the
Switch.
Get Pode. Right,
it's on the Switch. $24.99 on the Switch store. But, available for all good Switch stores.
Yeah. We'll see.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I hope it does really well for you, both on the Switch and
on the
PS4 release.
Thank you.
And I will get it as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Cheers.
Bye.